Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is January 19th,
yes,
2018. What is going on today? The National March for Life in Washington, D.C. There are marches for life going on all around the country. Chicago, I think, was last weekend.
Yep.
And more coming up across, I think, the Midwest March for Life coming up near the end of the month.
I believe so.
As
yeah.
well. And so every year at the National March for Life, we always, call on our friends who are going to the March for Life to share their perspective with us. Joining us by phone now, the Reverend Michael Selamink. He's executive director of Lutherans for Life and a regular guest here mm-hmm. on Worldwide KFUO. Pastor Selamink, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Was that you singing on the lead-in?
That's funny.
Fabulous.
Pastor Selamink, you are. Where are you right now?
I am speaking to the Worldwide KFUO audience from the basement of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Alexandria, Virginia. We have just concluded the divine service. Gathering of Lutherans from across the country to prepare our hearts for the work that is before us today, confessing and witnessing to the sanctity of life. We're going to eat a little breakfast buffet and then transport ourselves to the National Mall where the rally and the march will begin.
What have you been up to? I saw on Facebook you and your son were headed out, I think, on Thursday. So what have you been up to in the last, 24 hours or so?
Yes, yesterday we were at the March for Life Expo. LCMS Communications, along with the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty and the North American Lutheran Church Life Group and Lutherans for Life, we got ourselves a booth at the March for Life Expo, had a lot of traffic, shared the gospel-motivated perspective of the Lutheran Church on life issues with lots of people, had a chance to grab some lunch and visit the Holocaust Museum, which was also appropriate given the events that we're taking part in this weekend, and we concluded that last night, and then this morning, the business is March.
Outstanding. So what's the weather like this year? I know some years it's really nice, some years it's really cold.
This year it is fabulous. God has smiled upon us. The high today is supposed to be around 50,
what?
Which is unseasonably warm, even for Washington, D.C. So I don't even know that we'll need a jacket, which is... should boost the turnout and certainly will boost the spirits of the people who are confessing Christ.
Wow. What are you anticipating in terms of the crowd there today?
We hear different numbers every year, and the organizers, because there's no registration, they can only estimate. And of course, the news media coverage of the March for Life is historically abysmal, and so it's very difficult a lot of times to gauge the size of the crowd, but we usually hear numbers in the hundreds of thousands.
What is the message that you want to bring at this March for Life?
The message is very simple. God loves every human being. He has created each one as his treasure and as a privilege to us. Jesus has died to redeem every human being. From the moment of conception, he himself was an embryo in Mary's womb all the way up until God calls them home. And that the Holy Spirit calls each human person into an eternal relationship with God as our Heavenly Father through holy baptism. And we want to proclaim that respect and protection to every human being, no matter what their age, appearance, or ability may be.
Well, I understand that the Christian is there. We'll catch up with him. Your son, we'll catch up with him in just a minute while you guys pass the phone around. We're going to go to our next call here. So we'll come back to Christian in just a little bit. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Let's go to the phones, and we're going to go to, I believe, this is Katie Sherman. Good morning, Katie Sherman.
Good morning, Mr. Bates. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just was blessed to receive the body and blood of our Lord at Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in Alexandria, Virginia. So it's a great day.
That's fantastic. What are you doing between now and the march? And who have you been able to talk to over the last since you've been in D.C.?
Well, we arrived last night, and we stay with our friend Matthew Brown and his wife Julia Habrecht. Julia is the headmaster here at Emmanuel Lutheran School, and their son Isaiah is a toddler age, and so I got to talk with him quite a bit in the pew just a few minutes ago as we were waiting for distribution to end. But otherwise, as we were standing in the narthex before the service, I saw some students from Concordia, Nebraska in Seward. We saw some students from Concordia Theological Seminary. That was exciting, too. Of course, you just talked to Reverend Salamink. We met him and his son, Christian. And then, of course, Pastor Esgit, Pastor Chris Esgit here at Emmanuel Alexandria. I was blessed to sit with the Hemingways, Mark and Molly, this morning. We received the gifts from our Lord. And it's just so far been a joyous celebration of the gifts of life that God has given us in his son. Pastor David Fleming preached on that we have, of course, a biological life, a body, but in Christ we have new life. We have the life, eternal life given to us in our baptism. And so we get to reflect a little bit on the fact that we are body and spirit. And what a miracle, what a marvel that is. And because of that, what a privilege it is to speak up for all of life, all living human beings, however old, however young, whatever their abilities are, we get to proclaim boldly and proudly and compassionately to our neighbor that we have life in body and spirit given to us through God our Creator. Thanks be to God.
Amen. And what a message to share today as well at the March for Life, a message that certainly we want to be heard. Well, Katie, as we're going to move over here to Peter Slayton in just a moment, but anything else you want to share from the march as we wrap up?
Yes, we're going to eat a quick brunch here. Emmanuel Lutheran here in Alexandria, Virginia, they feed us before we head out. And I'm really blessed this year. I get to march alongside of my husband, but I also get to march alongside of my parents, my two sisters, and my two eldest nieces who are our teenagers. So we get to march as a family. And this year especially, I'm going to be marching and praying and rejoicing in the life that has been given to those who are around me, even as I pray and ask that God would intervene on behalf of all of those preborn babies whose families have decided that they might be unwanted. And ask that that maybe through our marching, we might be able to proclaim in love to our neighbor that those children are very much wanted and that we would love to raise them as our own. And we would love to support mothers and fathers in any way that we can, because life is a gift from God and it's to be respected. It's to be cherished, however hard it is. And so today I hope to march in thankfulness and joy.
Katie, thanks so much for reporting, sharing your perspective from the March for Life.
Thanks for including me. God bless you.
God's blessings. We now go to Peter Slayton, LCMS Manager for Social Media. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Are you guys colder or warmer than we are here? It's actually quite balmy in D.C. right now. It's wonderful.
It's pretty nice here in St. Louis. What have you been up to in the last, 24 hours or so? You've been in D.C. preparing for the March for Life.
Yeah. So I'll work my way backwards. We have just arrived here at the National Mall. We're setting up our banners at Constitution and 12th. The rally itself is going to be at Independence and 12th, just east of the Washington Monument. Normally, the rally has been in past years at the Washington Monument itself, but they've moved it east. I think they're doing some repairs or something. So we've just arrived. We're preparing. We're that initial group that helps everybody figure out where to gather. But yesterday, we were at the March for Life conference. So every year, the March for Life actually puts on a conference of its own in conjunction with the march. And we had an Eyes of Life presence there along with the Lutheran Center for Religious Freedom and Lutherans for Life. Pastor Salamink, that I believe you've already talked with, was present there as well. Really great time, conversations with individuals actually from all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's really quite cool because you're standing there at the booth and here's two, young 20 somethings from Austria who walk up and are like, yeah, we're from Austria. We're kind of doing a march of our own and we're trying to get ideas for how we can, better promote and do these marches in Austria. And then there's another group from Holland shows up and they're doing the same thing. And last year we met a group from Ireland that was like, yeah, we're doing a March for Life too. And it's just, wow. Apparently, this march and this conference isn't just serving people here in our nation, but it's inspiring people all over the world to march for life and to step up in their own communities globally and to speak out. So it's been great to be a part of that all day yesterday, talking to all sorts of people, learning, you know, this issue, if I can use that phrase, isn't just a single. Well, let me put it this way. It's multifaceted. So the people we're talking to, the different ministries and outreaches, it's not just about encouraging a woman to keep her child and not abort the child, but there's also women who are victims of rape, women who are, you know, facing the prospect of having a child with Down syndrome. There are ministries dedicated to all the different aspects of this and saying, we value life however it comes, and we want to help you, you know, work through this. We want to help you value that life and as we phrase it, see with eyes of life. And so it's been wonderful just seeing all the different aspects.
Thanks, Peter.
It's not just a single thing.
Thanks, Peter. We're gonna go now to Christian Selimink in Washington, D.C. Christian's a student at Lutheran High School North. Christian, would you see other students there your age in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life today?
Yes, I will. Last night, our youth director for Lutherans for Life had a devotion for high school students in the, and it was a wonderful experience to see all those people my age.
Christian, thank you so much for checking in with us from the March for Life. We've got to go now, and God's blessings on the march today. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.